是复活日。
Today is Easter Sunday.
祝大家复活节快乐。
Happy Easter to you.
对于弟兄姊妹来说，复活节是一个非常重要的一个日子。
To brothers and sisters, Easter Sunday is a very important day.
是为了纪念耶稣从死里复活。
We are to commemorate Jesus being raised from the dead.
这是最值得我们高兴、最值得我们庆贺的日子。
It is worth our celebration.
因为耶稣基督复活了。
Because Jesus has risen.
我们往往以为圣诞节、感恩节或者新年是我们最快乐的日子。
We would think that Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's would be the happiest day for us.
其实不是。是复活节。
Not so, it is actually Easter Sunday.
圣诞节可能会大家热闹一点。
Maybe
商业化一点。
Christmas is perhaps more commercial, more commercialized, more festive.
我们可能想到的是圣诞树跟圣诞公公。
We may be thinking of Santa Claus or a Christmas tree.
但是真正更加值得我们庆贺的就是复活节。
But more worth our celebration is Easter.
因为复活是关于生死的问题。
Because the resurrection is about life and death.
传道说里边说，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这件事放在心上。
In Ecclesiastes, it says, "Death is the for everyone. Death is the destiny for everyone."And everyone should take it to heart.
耶稣基督来到这个世间，就是要解决我们的生死的问题，解决我们不能解决的生命的问题。
Jesus Christ has come to the world to resolve the issues of life and death, to resolve issues that we cannot resolve.
耶稣基督的复活给我们所有的人带来盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus has given hope to everyone.
在七日的头一日，在清早的时候
，On the first day of the week, very early in the morning，
也就是今天早上的时候
，which is the dawn, the early morning time。
我们知道耶稣基督在 Good Friday 这礼拜五晚上，断气的。
礼拜五。
下午，礼拜五。
不是早上。Okay, sorry. We know that Jesus took his last breath on Friday night.
他是从早上九点钟被钉在十字架上，到下午三点的时候断气。
He was crucified on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and it was at 3 o'clock that he took his last breath.
然后就匆匆忙忙地把耶稣基督埋葬了。
And they hastily buried Jesus.
因为按照以色列人的犹太人的风俗
，According to the tradition of the Israelites,
到了下午黄昏的时候，他们就要进入逾越节。
At dusk, they would lead into the Passover.
所以这个尸体是不能挂在木头上的。
So a dead body would not be hung on the cross, on the tree.
所以他们匆匆忙忙就把耶稣基督埋葬。
So they hastily buried Jesus.
在礼拜天的早上，就是今天的早上。
And on Sunday morning, which is like this Sunday,
几个妇女带着香料就要来膏耶稣的身体。
Several women brought spices prepared.To embalm Jesus.
当他们来到墓地的这个时候，他们发现这个石头已经滚开了。
When they came to the tomb, they found that the tombstone had been rolled away from the tomb.
他们进去看，发现耶稣基督的身体不在那里。
They went in to take a look, and they found that Jesus' body was not in there.
在这个时候，他们感觉到很疑惑，这个身体跑到哪里去了呢？
And so they were perplexed. Where would the body have gone?
突然发现他旁边有两个人，身体上穿的衣服发光。
And they found two men next to them. in clothes gleamed with lightning.
他们就感觉到非常的害怕，就俯伏在地上。
And they were fearful, and they bowed their faces down to the ground.
我们要知道人类的情感。
We need to understand human emotions.
当你看到这样一个天使在你身边的时候，正常是不会很高兴的，都是会害怕的。
When you see an angel next to you, you normally feel fearful. You wouldn't feel happy.
所以你看到它里边记述的这个复活的真实。
So you can, 对不起。
复活的真实。
So you see the authenticity of this resurrection.
天使就对对这几个妇女说。
The angel said to the women.
为什么要在死人当中找活人呢？
Why are you looking for the dead? Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
他不在这里，他已经复活了。
He is not here. He has risen.
还记得吗？耶稣基督曾在加利利里边吩咐告诉你们说。
Remember how he told you when he was with you in Galilee.
人子必须被交在罪人手里。
The Son of Man must be delivered over to sinners.
钉在十字架上第三天复活
and be crucified and will be raised on the third day.
所以礼拜天今天早上就是主耶稣复活了
So today on Sunday, Jesus is risen.
天使所说的话为什么在死人当中找活人呢他不在这里他已经复活了这件事情给我们怎么样的思考呢
The angel said, he is not here, he is risen. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? This makes us think.
我们自己最起码从下面 三个方面可以思想。
We can think of it in three ways.
主耶稣的复活给我们带来永生的盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus brings us eternal hope.
这张照片是在犹太这个地方所拍的一个的空的坟墓。
This picture of the tomb is taken in Israel.
犹太人的坟墓就是这个样子的。
This is what a tomb looks like for the Israelites.
这个据说是耶稣的坟墓。
And it could be the tomb of Jesus.
这个不可考察。
You cannot truly authenticate it.
空的坟墓宣告了什么呢
？What does an empty tomb declare?
空的坟墓宣告了死亡的垮台。
An empty tomb declares the collapse of the dominion of death.
从来都是死亡吞噬了生命。
It has always been life swallows up death swallows up death.
没有说生命吞噬了死亡。
I'm sorry. The normal case is death swallows up life, but it wouldn't be life swallowing up death.
以赛亚预言说，生命要吞灭死亡。
The prophet Isaiah said, "Life will swallow up death."
空坟墓让我们看到这里边什么东西都没有。
We can see in an empty tomb, there's nothing in there.
在我们的人类的历史上，有哪一位的人他的坟墓是空的呢
？Historically, which figure has an empty tomb?
无论是释迦牟尼、穆罕默德、孔子、孟子，有谁的坟墓是空的呢
？Whether Confucius or Muhammad, whose tombstone is empty?
我们曾听说一个亚洲的一些什么高僧大德，他们去世的时候，他们的尸体焚烧以后，会得到一些的舍利子，一粒一粒的东西。
We may have heard that, for example, in the Chinese tradition, some monks, after their bodies had been burned, they may have some relics or remains, and they would turn into pieces.
他们就会感觉到非常的灵验，非常的厉害，非常的奇妙。
And they would think that would be quite amazing, quite wonderful.
他们就会把这些舍利子供奉起来
，and they would
供奉起来
，and they would offer these small pieces of the ruins.
如果我们的耶稣基督也是这样的话，那我们的信仰就直接就崩溃了。
If our Lord Jesus were like that, then our faith would have been collapsed.
因为表示说死亡还在他的身上
It would mean that death is still on him.
耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
But Jesus' tomb is empty.
也就是说，死亡不能激进他复活的生命。
That means that death could not imprison his resurrected life.
马太福音四章十四到十七节有这样的一段的经文。
In Matthew chapter 4, verses 14 to 17.
西布伦地拿弗他利地就是沿海的路耶旦河外外邦人的加利利地
Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们
The people living in darkness have seen a great light.And those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
从那时起，耶稣就传起道来，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."
经文里边所说的拿弗利地、那西伯伦地、拿弗利地，还有沿海的路，在约旦河的。之外的这一块地方是加利利的这块地方。
The Bible mentioned the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, the way of the sea. Those lands are beyond the Jordan.
这就是耶稣基督生活跟他传道的地方。
The place where Jesus lived and preached.
在这个地方的人，黑暗当中的人，在死荫幽谷的人，在他黑暗当中看到了大光。
These people who were living in darkness.They saw a light, a big, a great light.
因为有主耶稣向他们传天国的福音。
Because Jesus was there to preach the kingdom of heaven.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent.
不仅在加利利那个地方。
Not only in Galilee.
在世界上所有的地方，所有的人都在死荫黑暗的幽谷当中。
But in all places of the world, people are living in the land of the shadow of death.
没有例外的，他们的共同的归宿就是坟墓。
There's no exception. Their common destiny is death, is the tomb.
人都避免谈死的事情。
People want to avoid the topic of death.
中国人喜欢用六八。
Chinese people like the numbers 6 and 8.
因为六六八八是大顺之发财的意思。
Six and eight mean prosperity, wealth.
他们不谈四。
They don't want to talk about the number four.
因为四跟十是同一个的声音，同一个音。
Because the number four and the sound and death, they sound the same in Chinese.
他们不住四楼。
They don't want to live on the fourth floor.
不用有四的车牌。
They don't want four in their driver's in their license.
这跟西方人的有一些的习俗，他们不用六，不用十三，差不多类似的情况。
And in the Western culture, numbers 6 or 13 might be avoided.
人们都避免谈死这些不吉利的事情。
People want to avoid the topic of death. It's not a something a fortune to talk about.
不听，不想，不想，不说。
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to think about it.
中国在古代的历史当中，有名的伟人是孔子。
In Chinese history, a famous person named Confucius.
他的学生问孔子说：“未知生焉知死呢？”
His students asked him,
不好意思，我说，问就是学生关于讲问孔子关于生死的问题。
His students, Confucius students asked Confucius about life and death.
孔子就回答：“你都不知道生的事情，怎么跟我谈死的问题呢
？”And Confucius said, "If you don't know about life, how would you know about death?"
你都没有好好的活明白，跟我讲死的事情，那是没有意义的呀。
You have not lived out your life well. Why would you want to talk about death?
但是反过来，如果我们不知道死的时候，我们怎么可能在活着的时候能活得明白，活得有意义呢？
But in reverse, if we didn't know about death, how would we live fully?
人生的当中根本性的问题是什么呢？
What is the fundamental issue in life?
人生根本的问题不是你的事业成不成功，不是你的婚姻美不美满，也不是你的生命够不够长寿。
The fundamental issue of life is not whether you're successful in your profession, whether your marriage is successful, or 最后一句是
不够长寿
or whether you have longevity in life.
人生根本的问题是你的生死问题啊。
The fundamental issue in life is your life and death.
我们在人世当中匆匆忙忙地做很多的事情，但是你忘了一件很重要的事情，就是你的生与死的问题。
You may be very busy with many, many things, but you may have missed the most important thing, which is life and death.
当你的事业很成功，当你很长寿，身体很健康的时候，你有没有想到你死的问题？
Maybe you're healthy and you're very successful in your profession and you have longevity in life, but have you thought about life?
坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光。
The people living in darkness have seen a great light.
这是上面经文告诉我们的。
And that's what the passage tells us.
耶稣基督的复活宣告了什么呢？
The resurrection of Jesus Christ, what does it declare?
宣告了人生是有人是有永生的 死亡不是个结局，是死亡只是个新的开始。
It tells us that we have eternal life. Death is not the end. We have death is the beginning of something.
圣经里边说耶稣是初熟的果子。
The Bible says Jesus is the first fruits.
就是在所有的果园当中第一个成熟的。
He is the firstOf the fruits.
那表示什么呢？
And what does it mean?
第一个 果子成熟了， 里面后面的果子会一个一个一个的成熟。
So the first fruit, he is the first fruit, and then thereafter there will be other fruits becoming mature and ripe.
耶稣是初熟的果子，是第一个复活的。
He is the first fruits, he is the first to be raised.
所以耶稣基督的复活是做了一个榜样。
So that is an example because he's the first.
当第一个果子很好吃的时候，你就会发现其他的果子都是很好吃的。
So when you see that the first fruit is delicious, then the fruits thereafter would also be delicious.
耶稣基督他从死里复活的时候，他就演了一场的一个戏给大家看。
Jesus arose from the dead, and that was like a play for us to see.
让大家能够知道，哦，生命是可以从死到复活的。
To allow us to see that, oh, we may have life after death.
他就告诉我们，我们将来也跟耶稣一样，要跟他的身体复活一模一样。
It tells us that we will be like Jesus. We will also be raised, and we will be like him.
这就是我们永生的盼望。
That is our eternal hope.
如果我们只看到终点坟墓的时候，我们人生还有什么意义呢？
If we see only the tombstone, then what meaning is there in life?
如果没有永生的时候，你所创造的事业，你所被人的所尊重的名义，你要留给谁呢？
If there's no eternal hope, then what good is your profession or the reputation that you have built?
当人生没有永生的时候，你在世界上所做的事情是没有意义的。
If there's no eternal life, then what you do has no meaning.
天使说，你为什么在死人当中找活人呢？
The angel said, why are you looking for the living among the dead?
耶稣基督已经不在这里了。
Jesus is not here.
也提醒我们。
Reminding us.
为什么在死路当中要去找活路呢？
Why are we looking for a path of life in the path of death?
在死的意义当中，在死的价值当中，怎么能够找到活的意义跟活的价值呢？
In the realm of death, how do we find the purpose and meaning of life?
我们的人生是不是要找一个有盼望、有平安、有意义的人生呢？
Aren't we to look for hope and peace in life?
没有恐惧。
No fear.
没有绝望。
No disappointment.
充满着满足与平安的平安的一条路呢。
But full of content and hope and peace.
天使提醒他说，你要找的路不在这里。
The angels reminded them, what you're looking for is not here.
这唯一的路在耶稣基督那边。
The path is in Jesus Christ.
他是唯一曾经死过，又在 又在死当中复活，而且现在还活着的主。
He was the only one who was dead and was raised and is now living.
耶稣基督说，没有人夺我的命去。
Jesus said, no one could take my life away.
是我自己舍的。
I gave it away.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄把它拿回来。
I have the authority to leave it and have the authority to be given life.
耶稣基督他宣告了他复活的大能。
Jesus declared his authority in life.
也不仅仅他是他复活，他也要将他所有一切信他的从死亡里面带离出来。
Not only was he raised, and he would always bring those who will be raised with him.
约翰福音十一章二十五节这么说。
In John chapter 11, verse 25, it says,
复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了。也必复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die.
耶稣基督的复活给我们带来永生的盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus brings us eternal hope.
耶稣基督的复活也带来给我们罪的赦免。
The resurrection of Jesus brings us the forgiveness of sins.
耶稣基督有赦罪的权柄。
Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
耶稣曾经对一个瘫痪的人说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Jesus once said to a paralyzed man, he said, Son, your sins are forgiven.
谁可以赦一个人的罪呢？
Who can forgive sins?
也许总统可以赦免，有一个的特赦的权利，可以赦免一些的罪犯的罪。
Maybe the president could forgive some the crimes of some criminals,
但那是法律上的，但是那个是外在的一个赦罪。
But that's only in something outer, something that's only legal.
但在人心里边的亏欠、嫉妒、邪恶，这些羞愧、这些的罪，你怎么去赦免它呢？
But the shame and the guilt and the evil in human heart, how do you forgive those?
人心里面的一种的良心的亏欠，怎么去洗干净它呢？
How do you cleanse the human conscience?
所以耶稣告诉我们说，
So Jesus said to us,
我可以赦免你的罪。
I can forgive your sins.
你我都是个罪人。
We are sinners.
但你到我这边来。
But you come to me.
上帝原谅你。
God forgives you.
耶稣基督通过怎么样的方式要来原谅我们呢？
So how does Jesus forgive us?
耶稣基督要通过他自己代替我们刑罚，代替我们死亡来释放我们。
He took our place of punishment. He took our place of death to redeem us.
这些罪是谁的呢？
Whose sins are
这些罪是谁的呢？
Whose sins are who have these sins? These sins.
这些罪不是我们自己的吗？
Aren't the sins ours?
不是我们自己过犯的吗？
Didn't we sin?
那我们自己的罪，我们要承担怎么样的后果呢？
So how do we bear the consequences of our sins?
我们是不是要承担这个最终走向灭亡的后果呢？
Don't we have to take up the consequences of death?
哥林多前书这么说。十一章、十五章这么说：死啊，你的权势在哪里呢？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢？死的毒钩就是罪。
In Corinthians it says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of sin, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is life.
死的钩子就是罪。
The sting of death is sin.
我们人就像是被钩子钩到一个地方。
We're being stung and being led to places.
我们就像上钩的鱼，因为钩子里边有肉。
We're like fishes being hooked because they were hooked to whatever caught them.
有诱饵，这个诱饵就是我们的罪。
有
诱饵，鱼饵，钓鱼的鱼饵。
We Bates? Oh, I'm sorry, Bates, yes. Sorry, Bates.
没有钓过鱼哈。啊，是因为罪在我们身上，我们没有办法摆脱罪对我们生命的控制。
We have sins in us, and we're not able to get rid of the sins that control us.
所以人的结果是必然是这样的。
So that is the consequences of sins in our lives.
人可以有什么办法来解决这件事情？罪的事情，死的事情呢？
How do we resolve sins? How do we resolve these issues?
我们可不可以努力地做好事，努力地成为一个好人？
Can we just try our best to be a good person?
来解决我们的罪的问题？
To resolve our problems of sins?
我们努力做一个好人，我们就不是个罪人了吗？
Would we just try our best to be a good person and then we can just forget about sins?
人做一个好人不是应当的吗？难道我们要做一个坏人吗？
Aren't we supposed to be a good person? We don't want to be a bad person, right?
人怎么可能将功补过呢？
How do we just do something good to cover our wrongs?
你今天做一件好事，抵消昨天我做的一件坏事。
Can you do something good today to recover from what you did yesterday that was wrong?
你可不可以在上一个路口闯了一个红灯，到下一个路口的时候连停两次，你就不用罚款了呢？
Could you just run a red light and then you would stop twice at the next light to recover from that?
你这个罪，你做过的过犯，你是没有办法解决，没办法涂抹的。
You cannot remove, you cannot resolve the sins.
你不能用人的方法，你要用上帝的方法。
You cannot use human effort to solve it. You need to have God to solve it.
上帝的方法就是让耶稣担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
And God's path is to allow Jesus to take up our pain and to bear our suffering.
耶和华将众人的罪都归在耶稣的身上。
God had put all the sins onto the shoulders of Jesus.
当耶稣基督他为我们罪死在十字架上，
When Jesus died for our sins on the cross,
担当了我们的痛苦，牺牲流血。
He took up our pain and bore our suffering. He shed blood for us.
上帝就说，你就不用了。
And God said, then you wouldn't have to.
你就不用尝这样的一个生命的死亡了。
Then you wouldn't have to go through that kind of suffering.
耶稣基督在十字架上完成了一个神圣的一个交换。
Jesus on the cross fulfilled that divine exchange.
用他自己的牺牲，用他自己的痛苦来换回我们的生命的祝福。
Allowing his pain and his suffering to exchange for our lives.
因他所受的刑罚，我们得到平安；因他所受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
Because of his punishment, we have peace, and because of his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed.
耶稣在十字架上说的最后一句话是“成了”。
The last word that Christ spoke on the cross was, "It is finished."
就是我的任务完成了，那些罪的债已经清干净了。
Which means my mission is complete. The sins are cleansed and forgiven.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道？你已经被宽恕了。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that you have been forgiven?
你是信耶稣的人，你的过犯已经被宽恕。
You believe in Jesus Christ, your transgressions have been cleansed and forgiven.
主要来的目的就是要来宽恕我们。
The Lord came, and the purpose of His coming was to forgive us.
不论是你过去的罪，今天的罪，还是将来会犯的罪，上帝说，我都愿意来宽恕你。
Whether sins in your past, sins now, and sins in the future, the Lord says, I am here to forgive you.
讲到罪这个话题，对我们的人生来说，就是一个很重的一个题目。
The topic of sin is a very important topic.
当我们想想我们过去所做的一个的错误的决定，或者一些你所做的一些的让你遗憾的这些事情，就会让你的心久久不能释怀。
When we think of the wrongs and the mistakes that we have made, we would dwell on it and think about it quite often.
我们难以接受我们自己， 我们难以原谅我们自己。
We cannot accept ourselves. We cannot forgive ourselves.
撒旦的专长就是控告我们。
And Satan is very good at accusing us.
在我们的内心告诉我们，你不够好，你不配，你不值得。
Telling us we're not good enough, you're not worthy.
你不配过一个美好的生活，你不配过一个被祝福的人生。
You're not worth a good life. You're not worth a life that is blessed.
耶稣基督的复活告诉了我们，上帝已经在十字架上已经原谅我们了。
But God tells us that on the cross, Jesus has forgiven us.
已经不再纪念我们的过犯了。
He will remember our sins no more.
我们就要学会原谅自己。
So we need to learn to forgive ourselves.
你过去的错误，过去的决定，你都交给上帝。
Your past wrongs, your past wrong decisions, you just submit to God.
不要让过去成为你人生的包袱。
Do not let your past be a bag, your baggage.
主祷文里边说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
In the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
上帝已经免了我们的债，我们也要免了自己的债。
God has forgiven our sins, therefore we need to forgive ourselves.
也要免别人所欠你的。
And we need to forgive others.
第四个地方，主的复活给我们的生命带来复活的大能。
And the fourth is the resurrection of Christ brings us the power of resurrection.
主耶稣的复活在我们的生命里边。
The Lord's resurrection is in our lives.
复活不是将来的，在你去见耶稣的时候，那个时候的复活。
The resurrection is not a future. It is not when we see the Lord.
主耶稣在我们里边的生命的复活，就是在今天。
The resurrection of Christ is in us today.
上帝在我们必死的生命当中，创造了一个完全全新的一个生命。
God has created in our mortal bodies a brand new life.
这个生命是完全不一样的生命。
It is a completely different life.
上帝通过了一些自然界的一个奇妙的一些的现象来向我们启示他的真理。
God has revealed his truth through nature.
我们知道蝴蝶的一生过程吗？
We know the process of metamorphosis.
蝴蝶是由一个丑陋的一个毛毛虫最后蜕变成一只美丽的蝴蝶。
A butterfly came from an ugly caterpillar, and then eventually becomes a butterfly.
毛毛虫的生命跟蝴蝶的生命发生了天翻地覆的变化。
The life of a caterpillar and the life of a butterfly are completely different.
毛毛虫是生活在二维世界里边。
二维。
二维就是。
A caterpillar lives in a two-dimension world.
大家知道二维 是怎么样情况吗？
Do you know what the two-dimension world is?
二维就是一张纸，只有长宽的。
It's like a piece of paper. It has length and has width.
就是说这个毛毛虫它只能在一个纸面上生活。
That means that the caterpillar can only live on a piece of paper.
所以你知道它的生活是很平淡、很枯燥的。
And the life of a caterpillar is simple and boring.
有电视是看不到的。
They can't watch TV.
有 happy 的事情它是没有的。
有
happy 开心的事情。
And they can't feel happiness.
他们就爬呀爬爬。
They only crawl and crawl.
蝴蝶是生活在空中的一个三维立体的一个世界。
But butterflies live in the air. They live in a three-dimension world.
像我们一样看得到所有的东西。
Like us, they can see everything.
他的生活是自由、开心的。
They have a life that is happy and free.
因为他的方式是用飞的。
And they can fly.
虫子生活是爬的。
The life of a caterpillar is only crawling.
对于毛毛虫来说。
For a caterpillar.
他的生命的终点就是在他最后的时刻，他要吐那个丝，把自己做成一个茧子，把自己埋葬在茧子里边。
The end of its life is to be in a cocoon, and they bury itself. They bury themselves in the cocoon.
对于他的生命来说，哦，这就已经死了，已经埋葬了。
And that would entail death, being buried.
但是当蝴蝶破茧而出的时候，一个新的美丽的生命会飞出来。
But once it breaks, then a new life evolves.
上帝通过他奇妙的创造来提醒我们一件事情，我们的生命是可以蜕变的。
God reveals that truth to us in nature, that our identities can be reversed.
丑陋会变成美丽，一切皆有可能。
Ugliness can become beauty. All is possible.
耶稣的生命就证明了这一点。
And that is seen in Jesus' life.
弟兄姊妹，你是信耶稣的吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe in Jesus?
如果我们已经信耶稣的，你的旧的生命已经死了。
If you believe in Jesus, then your old life is past.
现在活着的在我们里面的是一个新的生命。
What is living in your life is a new life.
越过我们的失望，越过我们的沮丧，不会再像坟墓一样困住我们的心。
Transcending our disappointments and our sadness, just like the tombstone.
这样一个新的生命是不会被困住的。
That new life is not imprisoned.
我们的生命是打不垮的。
And we cannot be beat in that new life.
我们来给大家念一段经文。
And we'll look at a passage.
是哥林多后书八到十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verses 8 to 10.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住，心里作难。却不知失望。
We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不知死亡。
Persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed.
身上带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们的身上。
We always carry around in our body the death.Of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
这个新的生命，罪恶是不能胜过它，死亡也是不能胜过它的。
This new life, death and sin cannot overcome it.
当我们的身处在一些的困境，在你一些的失望的时候，上帝的复活的生命给我们带来生命的平静和安稳。
When we are in distress.The life of Jesus gives us peace and assurance.
给我们带来了力量。
It gives us strength.
这个生命是向罪恶夸胜的。
This life is an overcoming of sin, of death.
这个生命是向我们的里边的嫉妒、仇恨，是我们的羞愧对他们夸胜的。
It overcomes our shame, our guilt.
是向我们的灰心、失望所夸胜的。
It overcomes our despair or disappointments.
怎么夸胜？
And how does it overcome?
上帝将一个复活的大能放在我们里面。
God has put the power of resurrection in us.
当你靠着耶稣基督的名去吩咐他这些东西离开你的时候，他就应该离开。
When you tell these things to leave you in the name of Jesus, they leave you.
嫉妒的生命要从我们离开，从我们里面离开，仇恨的生命要从我们离开。
The life of jealousy,And of,
仇恨
and of hatred will leave us.
羞愧失望也要离开。
Shame and disappointment, despair will leave us.
因为上帝的大能在我们的生命里边，他们是罪恶，这些不好的东西，负面的东西是没有权势的。
Because they have no grip on us, because we have the resurrected life, the power of resurrection in us.
我们不再受欺骗。我们不再受恐惧的威吓。
We are no longer being gripped by fear or by fear.
这个复活的大能就在我们里面。
Because the power of resurrection is in us.
但是很多时候我们发现我们没有这个大能。
But sometimes we find that we don't have that type of power, that power of resurrection.
很可能我们平时就将这个我们在我们神在我们里面的生命我们冷落了，我们让它睡觉了。
Maybe we have dismissed it in the past. We may have put it to sleep.
我们要唤醒我们里面的生命，我们要唤醒，我们要喂养，我们要照顾我们的一个属灵的生命。
We need to awaken our spiritual life. We need to nourish it and and minister to it.
要常常的提醒我们，唯有靠耶稣基督，我们的生命才能会变得刚强。
It is only by the power of Jesus that we may have a life of strength.
主耶稣今天复活了。
Jesus has risen.
我们在他里面也复活了。
And in him, we are also risen.
不是将来，就是今天。
Not in the future, but today.
当我们向世界死亡的时候，向世界关闭窗口的时候，我们就向上帝活着。
When we die to the world, we live toward Christ.
愿上帝赐福给大家，给大家复活节快乐蒙恩。
May God bless you and may God bless your Easter.
我们来一起做个结束的祷告。
Let us pray.
爱的天父阿爸，爱我们救主耶稣基督，感谢赞美你。
Abba, Father, Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
主，你告诉我们，你是复活的主。
Lord, you tell us that you are the risen Christ.
你也要将这个复活的生命放在我们里面。
And you will put this resurrection life in us.
所以我们就不再惧怕，生命充满着盼望。
That we may not fear, that we may have hope in life.
也给我们有生命，有力量来面对我们每一天。
You give us strength and hope to face every day.
求主耶稣，你常常提醒我们，要在你里边能够找到生命的平安、喜乐和满足。
Lord, you remind us to find peace and joy in you.
每一天经历你的祝福。
That we may experience your blessing every day.
祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
Lord, bless every brother and sister here.
因为主耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus is risen.
祷告祈求是奉主耶稣名祷告的。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱一首回应的诗歌。Thank you, Jesus, for the blood.
Let us sing a response hymn.
For the blood applied. Thank you.